Members of the Yukon Liberal Party have elected Mike Pemberton as their new party leader and the Yukon's next premier. Only 13 votes separated Pemberton from rival candidate Doris Bill, according to the results released by the chief returning officer. More than 1,000 members were registered to vote in a leadership convention on June 19. 442 ballots were cast for Pemberton, while Bill received 429 and 2 ballots were spoiled. The party crunched the numbers late on June 19. Pemberton took 50.63% of valid votes, while Bill got 49.14%, according to a press release posted on the party's website. The event reflected strong engagement and momentum as the party looks to the next election, reads the release. Before polls closed at 8 p.m. at the Sternwheeler Hotel, each candidate made a speech to the room. Pemberton pledged to build partnerships, listen and support one another to help Yukoners thrive. "We're all here because we believe in a future that delivers for Yukon families, communities and businesses," Pemberton said to the room. "We believe in a future that delivers a balanced economic, social and environmental priorities. We believe strongly that our words do not define us, our actions do." Pemberton has lived in the Yukon for more than 3 decades and operated several businesses, including Signature Home. He has chaired the Yukon Development Corporation and served on the board of directors for the Yukon Energy Corporation. Pemberton was also president of Yukon Community Crime Stoppers Association for nearly a decade. His involvement with the Liberals at the territorial and national level is extensive. In his victory speech, Pemberton thanked the 8 governing Liberal MLAs, including the premier who is on his way out the door, as well as his wife, daughters and adopted son. He said it was an honor to run against Bill, who he made clear is his friend. "The outcome of the vote provides an opportunity to keep building on a foundation of a strong leadership and First Nation partnerships, and show off the territory's strong track record of economic growth under the Liberals," per Pemberton. Pemberton said he will build on the movement and address the fast-changing world around Yukoners head-on, given the party's record pulling through tough times like the COVID-19 pandemic. "An election is coming, and there is hard work and new challenges ahead, but there's good news," he said. "Hard work, that's what we do. Hard work is what we've always done. Hard work has been happening for the last 8 years across the territory, and we want to continue." In an interview with the news during the campaign, Pemberton said he won't make any major moves that would disrupt the people running the Yukon right away. He committed to a community safety program on day one. The results of the June 19 vote confirmed Pemberton will be the party leader and premier designate. The premier designate will officially take over the premiership upon being sworn in. Current Premier Ranj Pillai is vacating the role. Neither candidate has a seat in the legislature. Both candidates told the news they would run in the next territorial elections for a seat in the Yukon Legislative Assembly. Pillai, who announced on May 7 that he will step down once a new leader is named, indicated the party needs fresh ideas and a new voice to lead the party through the end of its term and into upcoming territorial elections. Pillai was acclaimed in January 2023 in an uncontested leadership race after former Premier Sandy Silver announced his resignation in late 2022. Yukon party leader Curry Dixon congratulated Pemberton and gave a nod to Bill in a statement issued shortly after Liberals in the room learned about their new leader. "Pemberton is a longtime Yukoner and businessman who I know will turn his full attention and experience to work for the Yukon," Dixon said. Dixon recognized the difficult decision to enter politics given the political climate. "With increased public scrutiny and time away from family, the sacrifices are many, but our democracy requires that dedicated citizens answer the call to serve our communities," Dixon, the official opposition leader, said. "At the end of the day, we all have one goal, making the Yukon a better place to live, work and play. Elections must be held on or before November 3rd. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.